Now notice what we're told next here in this. We're told in verse 8, next unto him repaired Uzziel, the son of Harhiah, of the goldsmiths. Now, does that ever impress you as being unusual? Well, the stones in the walls of Jerusalem, as I've said, were tremendous. They were big. They must have weighed quite a bit. Now, goldsmiths, they sat at benches and worked at little pieces of gold that you had to look at under a microscope. And they weren't accustomed working at these big stones. And I think it is hard work for the goldsmith. But they did it, and God took note of it and recorded here that the goldsmiths, this is what they did. They worked with those big heavy stones, and it is hard work for them. There are folk today that are making real sacrifices for God, and it's hard for them, my friend, but God takes note of it. And then note the next group here. In verse 8 again, next unto him also repaired Hananiah, the son of one of the apothecaries, and they fortified Jerusalem under the broad wall. Now, an apothecary is a druggist. They're pill rollers, you know, little pills. Why, none of them are bigger than you can swallow. They have to be little bitty fellas. And then they're out there working with these great big stones. God took note of them, and God recorded it. I want to tell you, these men were really rock and rollers. They took these great big stones, tried to roll them like little pills. And they were in the rock and roll department. And I don't believe in rock and roll myself, except this kind. I like to see those today that are really putting their necks to the work, who have to grunt and groan in the Lord's work, who are really doing something for Him. I have talked to several pastors today that are really men of God that are killing themselves in the work. I had a wonderful friend in Southern California. He had a heart attack and died. He just killed himself in the work of the Lord. He was a real man of God, and I know others. Today. And I said to a pastor, I'm on a tour made up north. Well, I spoke to three or four of them. I said, look, brother, I know something about what you're going through, and you are overworking. You're doing too much. You better slow down. That's the thing that you ought to do. And friend, if you've got a pastor like that, a good pastor, that's doing too much, go to him. Put your arm around him. That'll scare him to death. But do it just the same. That may give him a heart attack. Put your arm around him. Tell him you're praying for him, and if he is overdoing, telling him not to overdo in these days. These men, they're needed today. And these are the pill rollers and the goldsmiths. Now let's move on down, and I think maybe you ought to see something else. We have the women's liberation movement today, and they had it in Jerusalem in that day. Verse 12, and next unto him repaired Shalem, the son of Halohesh, the ruler of the half part of Jerusalem, he and his daughters. Well, these girls belong to the women's liberation movement. They said, we're going out and help build the walls of Jerusalem. Men do it, we're going to do it. And I believe that if women want to do men's work, let's let them do it. But let's make sure they're going to do it all. May I say to you, the freedom came in these girls going out and doing that. God. Now, I don't believe in women preachers. I'm allergic to them. And I've carried on a battle here in Southern California. It's been a friendly battle with women preachers. Many of them tell me, they will write me and tell me, we're praying for you. We just think you're narrow-minded about this. But I just don't believe in it. But I always think of the story of the late Dr. Ironside. He was walking with one of his brethren up here in Oakland, California, through a park. And there was a woman up there preaching. And this brethren fellow said to him, my, isn't it a shame that woman's there preaching? Dr. Ironside said this. He says, it's a shame that there's not a man to take her place. And I said to one of our missionaries down in South America, she wrote me, she said, they put me out here in a mission station and there's no one that can preach. And I've been preaching and I've wondered whether I'm doing right. And so I wrote to her. I said, look, you just keep preaching till the Lord sends along a man. And I'm going to pray that the Lord will send along a man. Maybe you'll get a husband this way. But You do it just long as there's no one else around. And that is the thing. These girls, this man, he didn't have any sons. They were all daughters. And they're out there building the walls of Jerusalem, and God took note of it, and God recorded it.